After almost 5 years of offering showers, laundry services and hot meals to Campbell River's most vulnerable, Quessa Place closed its doors on Monday, June 30. When you can come to a place to have a shower and clean up, that's a wonderful, refreshing start to everybody's day, said Jamie Campo on Monday, recalling when she needed the services in the past. It helps people do positive things with their energy. You don't have to ask for help, it's available, she said. Quessa Place and the Hem Ayla's Community Kitchen, operated by the Lechwiltak Family Life Society, were forced to close their doors after the City of Campbell River issued a June 30 eviction notice last November as part of efforts to revitalize the 1300 block of Shoppers Row. Quessa Place operators were tasked with finding a different location within the Commercial 1, C1, zone, west of Dogwood. However, after months of searching, they weren't able to find a new spot. On the final day, there was a barbecue for lunch, followed by cupcakes and speeches later in the afternoon. Sean DeCare, manager of Quessa Place, shared what the job meant to him with a small group of clients and employees who had gathered outside. This has been the hardest job I've ever done in my life, because it has been hard on my heart, he said. But it has been the most rewarding because I've seen people get clean. I've seen people's lives get turned around, just because in a few moments in these walls, they weren't judged. They were cared about. DeCare also noted that the services helped about 100 people a day and contributed to making downtown Campbell River safer, as the clients respected the staff and services offered, and adhered to the no drug use and crime policy. Since we opened our doors, the RCMP don't get called here anymore, he said. Audrey Wilson, the executive director of Lechwiltak Family Life Society, said that although a new location has not been secured, they've been having promising talks with two First Nations interested in buying some land that they could lease. There's not enough low-income housing in our community, and that's the sad part, Wilson said. It needs to be a priority. In response to the lack in social services caused by the closures, the city said it will offer free dinners, showers and laundry stipends for those in need. The pre-packaged dinners will be provided on weekdays at the Salvation Army, with free showers, limited to 30 showers per day, at the Campbell River Community Center. A voucher program for local laundromats will also be created. The dinners and showers will be provided from June 30 to August 31. Both DeCare and Wilson hope to have a new location before the winter.